The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Has separated you today. Liyais lecha leilahim v'loleches bidrocha v'lishmar chuka v'mitzvesa v'mishpata v'lishmai bekele. Hashem has separated you today in order that he shall be your God. V'loleches bidrocha, in order that you shall walk in his ways. Lishmar chuka, to guard his statutes, his mitzvahs, his mishpatim, his laws, and to listen to his voice. Now, we can ask a question here. Since it states, Chukav mitzvesav u'mishpotav v'lishmaya bekele, that you shall guard his statutes and his mitzvahs, his commandments, and his mishpotav and his laws, and you shall listen to his voice, so what does it mean, v'leleches bidrochav? What does it mean to walk in his ways? What is that coming to include? Already says, it says the chukim, the statutes, the mitzvahs, the mishpatov, his laws, to listen to his voice. What does it mean, v'loleches bidrochav, that you shall walk in his ways? We can ask this question many places in the Torah. For example, a little further in Parshas Ki Sovei, in Pasuk Tes, Pasuk Chof Ches, Pasuk Tes, Yekimcha Hashem Leili Am Kodosh, Hashem shall raise you up to be a sanctified nation, Kashin Nish Baloch, like he has sworn, Ki Sishmor Es Mitzvah Hashem Lekecha, because you will guard the mitzvah of Hashem, and you shall walk in his ways. What does that come to mean? Another example. In a parasha we had not long ago, Parshas Re'eh, Pasuk Yud Gimel Pasuk Hei, states, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu, you shall walk after Hashem, your God. Pesei Siro'u, you shall fear him. Es mitzvesev tishmeru, you shall guard his mitzvahs. V'kelei sishmo'u, you shall listen to his voice. Esei savodu, you shall serve him. Uvesi bokun, and you shall cleave to him. So everything is spelled out in detail. So what does it mean, acharei Hashem elokeichem teilechu, that you shall walk after him? Then we have a fourth posuk. Parshas Ekev, that's the Sedra before, in Yud, Posuk Yud Beis. Yud, Posuk Yud Beis. It states, Ya'ato Yisrael mo Hashem lakecho shel mimoch. And now Yisrael, what does Hashem ask from you? Ki him li yiro es Hashem lakecho. It's only that you shall fear the Lord your God, lo leches b'chol drochov, that you shall walk in all of his ways. To love him, and to serve him, with all your heart and all your soul. Lishmar es mitzvah Hashem es chukeso, to guard all of his mitzvahs and statutes. Everything again that is spelled out. You shall serve him, you shall fear him, you shall love him, you shall guard his mitzvahs, you shall guard his statutes. So what does it mean? Loleches b'chol drochov, that you shall walk in all of his ways. And we see that this terminology is referred to right near the beginning of the Sefer Torah. In Parshas Vayero, Bereishis Yud Ches, Posuk Yud Ches, Hashem said that Ki Yodativ L'man Hashem Yitzava, there he's referring to that he had not told Avraham Avinu about stone Amir, that he was going to destroy those two cities. And then he said, how can I conceal this from Abraham? And Abraham is going to become such a great nation, and he's going to be the chosen nation, the chosen seed. And I have known him, which means I have brought him close, because I know he will command his sons and his household afterwards. Veshomru derech Hashem, and they will guard the way of Hashem. Lasis doku mishpot, to do stoker, to do charity, and to do judgment. So what does it mean again there? Derech Hashem, the way of Hashem. If it tells us mitzvahs, chukim mishpotim, we already know that there are different types of mitzvahs. We know that there are certain mitzvahs which are called positive commandments, mitzvahs asay. We know there are certain mitzvahs that are called negative commandments, leis asay. We know there are certain mitzvahs that are called edus, chukim, mishpotim, like we have in Agoda Shel Pesach, the Shelas Chochom. Chochom, the wise son asks, moha edus v'hachukim v'mishpotim. And we know that this refers to various types of mitzvahs. Edus is a mitzvah which testifies to something. For example, the Korban Pesach, the sacrifice of Pesach, or Matzah. It's testifying to what took place in Egypt, or when we went out of Egypt. Chukim are mitzvahs that the apparent reason is very concealed. There is no apparent reason. For example, it states, Macholas Asuresh, Chazir, this that the Torah forbade us to eat pig or to eat other impure animals, or Bosav Acholov, meat and milk cooked together and so forth, or Shatnes, that we're not allowed to wear certain garments, a mixture of certain materials, or for example, a great deal of Darayis, the forbidden unions. These are reasons that do not have these are mitzvahs which do not have apparent reasons. Then we have mishpotim. These are mitzvahs which have apparent reasons. For example, the Torah said that you should not steal, you shall not kill, so forth. So this we all understand. Positive commandments, negative commandments, commandments which testify, commandments which chukim, which we do not know their reasons, or at least it's not apparent. Mitzvahs are types of mitzvahs that we might have even enacted ourselves to honor your father and mother, the mishpoti. So this we understand. But what does it mean, loleches bidrochov, that you shall walk in his way? What does that mean? What does that come to add? It would seem that we have included everything. In the five psukim that we quoted, in all of those psukim, it states derech, the way of Hashem. And halichor, you shall walk. Except in three of the psukim, it states both derech, you shall, the way, and halichor, you shall walk. Loleches bidrochov, loleches bechol drochov, behalachta bidrochov. In the other two, it states, derech it does, but not halicho. So the word derech, the way of Hashem, we speak of derech Hashem, the way of Hashem, that's mentioned in all of these psukim. And there was a command. It's a command that you shall go in the derech Hashem. Well, what does it mean, derech Hashem? The way of Hashem. Well, you shall walk in the way of Hashem. The mitzvahs are explained. The mitzvahs are explicit. So what does this mean? The answer to this is very, very important and also quite deep. First, we have to spend a minute or two on mitzvahs in general. Mitzvahs in general, we are obligated to keep. And the basic reason why we are obligated to keep mitzvahs is because ka goza habeir, because this is what this is how the Creator has decreed. If it's a mitzvah, which we understand, it has an apparent reason, then we must bring close to what He has commanded us to bring close. And we must distance ourselves from what He has commanded us to distance ourselves from. Not because we understand the reason and therefore it's good for us, but because He has commanded us to do so. And we understand it's good for us, and the Almighty has commanded us to fulfill this mitzvah, and therefore we fulfill it. It must be linked to the fact that He has commanded us. This we brought out in last week's shir. If a person fulfills mitzvahs because they are good, but not because they're linked to the Almighty, that's not the fulfillment of mitzvahs. That's what we brought out, Chilas, Chochma, Yiras Hashem. The beginning of all wisdom has to be linked to the fear of Hashem. And that's what we brought from the Rambam. The Rambam brings that a Ben Neach, the sons of Neach who are commanded on seven mitzvahs, if they fulfill all of their seven mitzvahs, they are from the Chassidei, the righteous, and the Chachmei, and the wise of the nations of the world, and they have a portion in the world to come, but that's only if they fulfill these mitzvahs, because they believe that this is what the Almighty has commanded us. But if they do these mitzvahs merely because they feel that this is what is the right thing to do, this is something which is very moral and very upright, he says, they're not mechassidei umeseilam, they are not from the righteous, and they are not from the wise. So it must be linked. This is why it's called mitzvahs. Mitzvah means a command. When a king commands, we don't do it because it's good for us. That is not the motivation why to do. If you have a mighty king and a servant, and the king commands, so the motivation to do is because He is the king and I am the servant. I must do. We are confident that He won't ask us to do things that are not good for us. But that is not the motivation. If you understand it's good for you, then you must do it because it's good for you and the Almighty commanded you that you must do it. This is the Mishpatim. These are the Mishpatim. The Chukim, those mitzvahs which we cannot comprehend, or at least we cannot comprehend so easily, those mitzvahs, even though we do not understand them, we bring close what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to bring close, and we distance ourselves from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to, because He commanded so, even though we don't understand. For example, the Teres Kahani in Parshas Kedeshim states that when it comes to a chayik, a statute, al yemar odom, a person should not say that any, I do not want to eat shellfish, or I do not want to eat pig, because I don't like it, or because it's not good. No, a person's not allowed to say that. Al yemar efshiboch, al yemar efshiboch. A person is supposed to say, I want it. Abu my esa, but what can I do? The Almighty has commanded us not to eat it. This is when it comes to the statutes that we cannot understand. As far as we're concerned, all of these things that the Almighty forbade to us could taste as good and be as healthy as any other things in the world. But the Almighty decreed that we should not eat. This is a teichecha megula. This is a rebuke to those who are always giving logical reasons for mitzvahs, and this, therefore, these are the reasons why we should fulfill them. We don't fulfill mitzvahs because of our logical reasons. People will tell you that this is healthy and this is not healthy. And with this, you'll be stronger. This you'll be weaker. And with this, you'll have a better home life. And this, you won't have a better home life, and so forth and so on. They might be. This might be true. Might not be true. But this is not the fundamental, primary motivation of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs means a tzivui because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. And that's why all of these sforim that wrote Tamei mitzvahs, the reasons for mitzvahs, like the Sefer HaChinuch or so forth, all write this in their introduction. They say it's called a Tam HaMitzvah. They explain it's a taste. And it's just like that this is the same brilliance, this type of attitude, to give the logical explanations for mitzvahs, and this is the motivation to fulfill them. This is the same brilliance and intellectual level of a person saying why he eats and drinks this and that, because I eat this because it tastes good, and I drink this because it tastes good. And that's what the Rishonim bring, why it's called Tamei mitzvahs. Tam means a taste. A taste is merely an added incentive. You don't eat the food because it tastes good. You eat the food because it has nutrition for the body. How it works, whether we understand it or whether we do not understand it, it has the same nutrition. The taste is what the Almighty placed in the mitzvah in order to give us an added incentive to go after it. That's why the Rishonim write when they wrote the Sefer HaMitzvahs, they call Tamei HaMitzvahs, that they're only coming to give a tam, a taste in the mitzvah. That is not the reason why we fulfill these mitzvahs. So this is in regards to the Mishpatim, and this is in regards to the Chukim. Now, we have another type of mitzvah. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, did not command us in many instances to do this particular mitzvah. For example, like tzitzis, or tefillin, or like sukkah, or matzah. Or not to do this particular mitzvah. Like we have the Machos Asur is what to eat, what not to eat, or forbidden unions. But instead, he said, do as I do. Do as I do. For example, sometimes a king will tell his servant, do this and that, and he spells it out clearly. Do not do this and that. And he spells it out clearly. That's one type of command. There's another type of command. He will tell his servant, look and see what I do. And I command you to do as I do. So there he's not commanding him on the particular, in the particular case, or on the particular mitzvah, like tzitzis or tefillin, but rather he's commanding him, watch me and follow me. This is a different type of command. And this is something that we don't usually associate with mitzvahs. But so do we find in the Torah. Almost all of the mitzvahs in the Torah are mitzvahs protius, misiyomis. They are commands for explicit acts. What to do and what not to do. And their structures are clear cut. But we have another mitzvah in the Torah. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said look at what I do and follow it. And this is not a mitzvah on an explicit act, on an explicit structure, but it can encompass many things, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Now, this is not the reason for the other mitzvahs. For example, why do we keep kashrus? We don't keep kashrus because HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps kashrus. We don't put on tefillin because HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts on tefillin. And the same thing with tzitzis. And the same thing with sukkah, or with matzah, or whatever it might be. Even though many times we find in our Goros HaShas, or the Midrashis, that it states the Almighty fulfills mitzvahs also. But that's not why we fulfill the mitzvahs. And we could never learn from that to fulfill mitzvahs because we can't see the Almighty do this or do that. But there's another area. And that's where, not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, this is what you must do, and he explicitly spelled it out in reference to a particular act, or this is what you must not do, and again particularly spelled it out to a particular act, but rather he said, look at what I do, or look at what I am, and emulate it, follow it. This is another mitzvah. And this is a mitzvah which is a mitzvah's kelelis. It encompasses, therefore, many, many things. This is the mitzvah that we're speaking about this evening. Therefore, it states, v'holach to midrachov, that you shall walk in his ways. What are we referring to? In particular, what does it mean? It means that we have to examine the Almighty Himself. The other mitzvahs are easy because we hear a clear instruction, a clear tzivui, a clear command. Put tzitzis on with all of its halachos. Put tefillin on with all of its halachos. But here we're talking about where the Almighty said, follow what I do. Emulate what I do. There is no tzivui, there is no command in the particular act. So we have to study what the Almighty is. We have to study what the Almighty does. And wherever possible, if we can emulate it, then we are obligated to emulate it. And by doing so, we are fulfilling a mitzvah. The mitzvah of walking in his ways. This mitzvah is therefore referred to not as doing, but as walking. Not as a particular command, but rather in his ways. Because when the Almighty gives you an instruction, he says, this is what I want you to do. Do this. Do A, do B, do C. All right. So then, it's not referring to his ways. A king tells you to do A or do B or do C. Doesn't mean it's the king's ways. And what is the terminology used? Asiya, do. That's why it's referred to as mitzvah asay, to do. Or mitzvahs leisa asay, not to do. Be asiso. But when the Almighty or a king comes and tells you, look at what I do and follow it, so you can't say, we're talking about the derech of Hashem. Look at the path of Hashem. Look how he walks. Now you cannot say, do it. We're talking about a derech, a way. So therefore we speak of halicho and walk in his way. So we're not referring to a doing, but rather we're referring to a walking.
we're not referring to an individual mitzvah, but we're rather referring to a way, his way. And why are we commanded in this? Because he's the ultimate good. If he is the ultimate good, so then we must study him. And whatever we can learn from him, and we can emulate, then we are doing the ultimate good. The Sheirish, the source is the same. Because Kach Vosru, this is what he commanded. The king tells you that what I do is the ultimate good, therefore I command you to emulate whatever I do. The source is the same. But it's a different type of mitzvah altogether. This is what it means, the derech Hashem, and this is what it means, the holach to be drochov, laleches bechol drochov, to walk in his ways. To give an example, what does it mean we shall walk in his ways? What does it mean his ways? We have to study him. If we see that he's merciful, then it's a tzivui, it's a command from Hashem to be merciful. If we see he's charitable, then it's a command from Hashem to be charitable. If we see he's good, then it's a command from Hashem to be good. And so forth and so forth. It's possible that this mitzvah might even be in many ways greater than the other mitzvahs. Because the other mitzvahs are not referred to as his ways. When he told you to do any of the other 613 mitzvahs, it's not referred to as Derech Hashem, to his ways, but his acts, his hanogos. But this mitzvah is referred to as his ways, his acts, and his hanogos. So it's possible that a person might even rise to greater heights when he fulfills these mitzvahs. Perhaps that's the reason why Rashi, in Parshas Re'eh, in Parshas Re'eh is where the pasuk is. It's acharei Hashem elokeichem telechu. The end of the pasuk states ubeisi voku, and to him you shall cleave. And actually, Rashi brings this mitzvah from the end of the pasuk ubeisi voku. Even though from the Gemara it's not like that, but this is what Rashi brings. And maybe that's the drosha, because you can cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu even greater through these mitzvahs than through the other mitzvahs. It's for this reason also that we do not find so much, like we find by the individual mitzvahs, so many particular gedorim, actual structures. Because the other mitzvahs are particular acts. And therefore, with a clarity, a structure can be given to them. But these mitzvahs are not particular acts. If a king says, watch me what I do, and follow it, no, it depends when he does it, how he does it. It all changes in accordance to the time, in accordance to the situation. And therefore, on these mitzvahs, we do not find such clear-cut structures like we find in the first category of mitzvahs. Also, in accordance to what we said, there are many, many areas in the Torah. We will enumerate them shortly. But there are many areas in the Torah where we find that it's a mitzvah to fulfill particular acts, even though there is no place in the Torah where we have been commanded on this particular act. And we know that something cannot be classified as a mitzvah unless we have been commanded on that particular act. I'll give you an example. Bikachaylim, the mitzvah visiting the sick. Where in the Torah are we commanded on the mitzvah visiting the sick? Or, for example, Levayas Orchim. that you shall escort a guest, a wayfarer, on his way. Where are we commanded that we shall do so? There is no particular place. So how can it be called a mitzvah? A mitzvah means one of the 613 commands. The Gemara learns it out because we see the Almighty Himself has done this. When it came that Abraham was sick, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit him. From there we learn out that it's a mitzvah to go and visit the sick. When Hashem was speaking to Abraham, just what we quoted before in Vayera, and afterwards it states that that Hashem walked with Abraham, and in order to escort him. From there we learn out a mitzvah of escorting, and so on. So on these mitzvahs, there is not a particular command, but rather we learn it from the fact that the Almighty conducts Himself in this way. Therefore, we also have to conduct ourselves. Another important point. Sometimes we find a mitzvah, a particular mitzvah, can fall in both categories. For example, we will be commanded on it because it is part of the ways of the Almighty. And in addition, there will be a particular tzivui, an individual command, and structure for that mitzvah itself. In other words, there's an overlapping. An example, the mitzvah of tzedakah. We're obligated to be charitable for two reasons. Firstly, it's an explicit mitzvah in the Torah. Nosein titein. It's a whole parshin, parshas rei, that commands us on tzedakah. Or to lend money. That's a whole parsha, also in parshas rei, to lend money. At the same time, we are also commanded on tzedakah and on to lend money, because these are the midos, these are the qualities which HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself engages in. So therefore they fall in both categories. The fact that they fall in both categories tells us that not only has the Almighty commanded us to do these explicitly, but these are part of His own midos, they're part of His own qualities. The Gemara brings such an instance also, which we'll quote in a few minutes, from Kfura. The Gemara says, from where do we see, it's a Gemara in at the end of the first parak of Soter, from where do we see we should bury the dead? The Gemara says, how do we know that one should, it's a mitzvah to bury the dead? The Gemara brings, because we can watch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we'll see what He does. It states, Vayikbar Eisei Bagai, that the Almighty went and buried Moshe. So from here we can learn a mitzvah to bury the dead. And where's the mitzvah? Where did He command us on this? Because He commanded us, Loleches Bidrochav, to walk in His ways. But at the same time, we do have a particular mitzvah that states, Kovetzik Barena. In Parshas Kiseitse, there's a particular mitzvah to bury the dead. So again, what the Torah is teaching us, that this mitzvah is a particular mitzvah, a particular command, but it's at the same time, it is also from the midos, from the quality of the Almighty. And not every mitzvah, which is a particular command, are also from the qualities of the Almighty. So therefore, it carries both levels. So we find sometimes mitzvahs are in both categories. An example of this, another example of this, is the Chofetz Chaim, Zichreinu Livracha, brings that if someone speaks Lashon Hara, someone slanders his fellow man, so he transgresses a leisas, a negative commandment in the Torah. There's an explicit negative commandment on this. For example, Leiselech Rochel. Leiselech Rochel, you shall not be a talebearer in your nation. But then he says, in addition to this, he also transgresses the commandment of the halachta bidrochov, of not emulating the qualities of the Almighty. Why? He says, because we know that the Almighty hates Lashon Hara, and the Almighty doesn't speak Lashon Hara, the Almighty doesn't slander. How do we know that? How do we know it? So he brings from a Gemara in Sanhedrin. We once quoted here the Sefer Yeshua. In the Sanhedrin, the Gemara brings by Ochum that when they went and they conquered Yericho, and they weren't supposed to take from any of the spoils, and someone went and took from the spoils, and it's caused a great calamity to Israel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, find out who took the spoils and punish him. And Yeshua had to make a whole business with a gadol, with lots and so forth, to find out who took the spoils. And the Gemara asks, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who tipped Yeshua off to this, so why didn't Yeshua just ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu who took it? Gemara says he did. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, V'chi dalturi ani loch. You want me to speak Lashon Hara? He says, I will not say who. I'll tell you how you can find out, but I will not say who. So what do we see from this? We see this is from the Midas. This is from the qualities of Hashem himself. So this means now it's even higher than a regular mitzvah. Not only is it a particular mitzvah in the Torah, but being also from the qualities of Hashem himself. So when someone transgresses this mitzvah, he transgresses both. Now we understand what does it mean after the Gemara tells us, after the Torah tells us that we should do his chukim, his mishpotim, his mitzvahs, we should fear him, we should love him, we should listen to his voice. Then it says, v'alelechas bidrochov, we should walk in his ways. What does it come to add? Everything he commanded us we're doing. Eidus, chukim, mishpotim. Lavo, we love him. Liyira, we fear him. Mishmaya bekele, to listen to his voice, we listen. No, there's still something that we're not doing. There's something which is not his explicit sibui. There's something which is not his voice, he didn't say. And that is, he said, do what I do. After all of this, then he tells us, do what I do. But how do we know what you do? Examine the Almighty. And from there, learn his qualities. And even though I have not commanded you on the particular qualities, I am commanding you now to follow my particular qualities. This is what it means, derech, and this is what it means, v'halachta. And let's quote some of the Gemaras, some in the Rambam, some of the sages, and see what they have to say in regards to this. We have a similar source to this. A similar source where the Chazal in Masechet Shabbos. Well, first we'll go to Masechet Seita. Masechet Seita, the Gemara brings. Masechet Seita and Afid Daled, at the end of the first perek, the Gemara says. Now the Gemara and the Rishonim quote various different psukim, but basically from the psukim that we quoted, it states, "Omer Reb Chama v'Reb Chanino, my diksiva acharei Hashem elokeichem teilechu." It's the pasuk in Rei. What does it mean that you shall walk after Hashem? V'chi efshelei lodem la'alech acheshkin? Can you walk after Hashem? We understand if Hashem commands us on a particular act, we can do it. But to walk after Hashem, what does it mean? How can you walk after Hashem? He's a fire, a living fire. But we shall walk in his ways. Even though that he might not have commanded us in particular, he is now commanding us to walk in his ways. How do we know what his ways are? Mahu malbish arumim, diksiv ayas Hashem elokim lodem lishtei kosnes or, v'yalbishein. If we study the Torah, we will find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made clothing for the first man and woman. So from there we see his ways are to give clothing to those who are in need. So from here we learn that someone who gives clothing to those who are in need is walking in the ways of the Almighty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bikechelim. If we study the Torah, we find that the Almighty went and visited the sick. As it states, Vayir alav Hashem be'eleinim amrei. After the Bris Milah, Avraham was sick. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to see him. What purpose? To visit him. What do we learn from here? That it's the ways of the Almighty to visit the sick. So from here we learn, Afatom bakir chayim. You also should visit the sick. This means, not only is it a... In some cases, we were never commanded in other places under explicit act. In other places, we might have been commanded under explicit act. But either way, now the Torah is telling us more. Not only is this something that the king might have commanded you to do, but this is what the king does himself. These are the ways of the Almighty. And therefore, when someone visits the sick, he's not merely fulfilling something that the king has commanded. It's more than that. He is doing what the Almighty does. And this the king has commanded you to do because I do it, he said. Now the Gemara goes further. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nichem avelim. Diksi vayi achrei meis Avraham vayivorech Elokim es Yitzchok b'nei. Afato nachem avelim. In no place in the Torah are we explicitly commanded to go and comfort the mourners. We have no particular tzivui command on that. Nevertheless, it's a mitzvah min haTorah. Where? Because we are commanded to walk in the ways of the Almighty. And if we study the Torah, we'll find out that the Almighty himself went and he comforted the mourners. Where? After Yitzchok lost his mother, it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to bless Yitzchok. What is the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim? To comfort them. And to comfort them with brochas. The Almighty came and he gave a brocha to Yitzchok. So we see his ways. From here we learn a mitzvah. Whatever is his ways is a mitzvah for us to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kover meisim. The Almighty, he buried the dead. As it states, therefore, when you bury the dead, you are not only fulfilling an explicit mitzvah of a particular act, but even more than that. You're doing what the Almighty, you're walking the Derech Hashem, in the Derech Hashem. You do what he does. This is a Gemara, one Gemara in Sota. We have another Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. Gemara, Masechet Shabbos, says a similar says similar to what the Gemara Saita says, but it brings from another source. The Gemara in Shabbos is in Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. The pasuk that states Ze Keli V'Anvehu, this is my God V'Anvehu. This was said at the Shiras Hayam when they sang the Oz Yoshir, Meisha Sashir Azeis. Meisha, we said, Sashir Azeis, when they crossed the sea, going out of Egypt. The Gemara wants to know, what does it mean? This is my God, the Anvehu. What does the word Anvehu mean? Generally, Anvehu means beautify. But how do you beautify Hashem? So first the Gemara brings Yisnoel of Arba mitzvahs. You cannot beautify Hashem, but it's a mitzvah therefore to beautify the acts of Hashem, his mitzvahs. Whatever mitzvah you do, and the mitzvah has, this is speaking about a material beautification. Whenever you do a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is with something which is physical, then it's a mitzvah to physically beautify it. It should certainly not be the article which is used for mitzvah certainly should not be shabby and dirty and disgusting. That the Gemara brings in Masech Techule. The Gemara says, Leitia mitzvahs bezuyas. You should not do mitzvahs with something that will make mitzvahs shameful or disgraceful or cheap in one's eyes. All right. But now the Gemara is saying even more. Even if what you use for the mitzvah is good, it's not shameful or disgraceful. But there's an extra mitzvah to beautify it. It's noya lefonu b'mitzvahs. For example, I say lefonu sukkah noya. You make a sukkah, it should be a beautiful sukkah. Lulav noya, should be a beautiful lulav. A sheifer noya. Tzitzis noya. Sefer Torah, it should be a beautiful Sefer Torah. It should be written properly. It should be written with a good ink on a good parchment, with a good sefer. The sefer, it's a mitzvah that the sefer you look for should be a sefer, a scribe that has a beautiful writing. And it should be kerchin v'shiroinei, and you should place beautiful garments on it, on the Sefer Torah. All right, that's one drosha. Now the Gemara brings another drosha. What does it mean, zekeli v'anvehu? Anvehu does not mean from the word to beautify, but it means from the word anvehu hevi deimelei, to make yourself similar to him. Zekeli, this is my God. B'anvehu hevi deimelei. Anvehu, Rashi says, comes from the word anivehu, I and he. Make yourself similar to him. So Rashi says, how do you make yourself similar to him? L'davek bidrochov, to cleave to his derech, to his ways. And now the Gemara spells it out. How do we cleave to his ways? Mahu chanun. We have to study. If we see that he is good, and he is rachum, and he is compassionate, afato haye chanun, then you should be good. Berachum, and you should be compassionate. This is the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Mitzvos Esei Ches, the eighth mitzvah. The Rambam brings, who should see vonuli domish bay hisale? We are commanded to make ourselves similar to the Almighty. Kifia yecheles, in accordance to whatever we can. We can't make ourselves similar in totality to the Almighty, but we are commanded to make ourselves similar to the Almighty in whichever way possible. And this is what it states, v'halachto bidrochov. Then he says, this is mentioned many times, another pasuk, l'leches b'chol drochov, and so forth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good. Chanun means good. It means chesed. It comes from the word also chen and chinun. He's good even where it's not justifiable. He does good to people even though they are not justified to it. Then from here we learn we must also do good for people. Chesed, even though they're not justified to it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachum. He's compassionate to those who are in need. Then you must be compassionate. See, good even though where it's not justified is, for example, you want to give a gift to a wealthy man. Give a gift to a wealthy man, he doesn't need it. That's not rachum, that's not compassionate. But that's good. That's a gift. You want to do good to him. Where do we know that you should do this? We know it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because this is his ways. Once in a while I meet a yeshiva bocher. And he tells me, where does it say that you should do chesed in the Torah? Where is the mitzvah you should do good? Or where does it say this? This is the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah and it's more than the regular mitzvah. Because not only are you fulfilling a particular act, but you are walking in his ways. Mahu nikra chosid afato ye chosid. He's called a chosid. Chosid means where you go, you do things which more, you do things for others, even though it is not required by law. For example, you have a litigation with someone. Or, for example, someone owes you money, and you tell him to forget about it. That's chosid, the Gemara says. That's a chosid. Or, for example, the Gemara in Naseches Sapayli, that someone had hired workers, and they worked all day to move barrels of wine from one place to the other, and they broke the wine. So they should have paid for it. So there the Gemara brings that the employer was a Talmud Chochem. He says no. He says even though they should pay, you shouldn't charge them. Then later they came at the end of the day and they said, we want our wages, we're hungry. So he says, not only did you break the barrel of wine, but you want your wages also? And later on, no. The Beis Din told, you're a Talmud Chochem. You must pay them also. This is chosid. That where the deen, the law requires you, this is in regards to your dealings with another person, that you don't have to pay him anyhow. Give it to him anyhow. Where if he owes you money, and he's having difficulty, and by you, it's not that important to you, let him keep it. Where does it say such a mitzvah? Where in the Torah does it say we should do such a thing? Doesn't say. It just says that we should follow the Almighty's ways. And we see the Almighty's always doing this. He is always doing this. And the fact is, the whole Yom Kippur, Aser Ishim Etshuvah for that. And Rosh Hashanah, he comes to judge the people according to the law. And we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't judge us according to the law. Because if you judge us according to the law, we won't stand a chance. But close your eyes to it. Even though we don't deserve it, give it to us anyhow. So we see these are the Almighty's ways. He's a chosid. Then it's a mitzvah for you also to be. Mora brings a terrible thing by a person who's maimed kol dvarav al hadin. Who in all of his acts with other people, he is only exacting. You worked for me, and it comes out to be 50 rand, 52 rand, and 53 cents. This is what I give you. See? Or you damaged, I want the final last cent. See? That's a person who's medakte kaladin imacherim, that he's exacting with others. Firstly, he's not walking in the Almighty's ways, because we see Almighty is not like that. Secondly, it states someone who's maimid called Vorev Aladin, someone who's so exacting in accordance to law with others, then this is how Kodesh Baruch will be with him. Okay. So what does he have to say on the Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur? Then the Rambam says, V'kvar nichvel le'inyin b'loshinache v'oma acharei Hashem alakecha teilechu. We shall walk after, he brings from another source. And what does it mean? It means he dames bepulaisov hateves bahamides hanichbodes shiitur behem okel yisal. We must try to make ourselves similar and to emulate ourselves to what he does. All of his good qualities we must do. Then we have the Rambam in Hilchos Deos. Which one is it? This one? Oh, sorry. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos elaborates on this. Perek Aleph. We don't have time to go through the whole perek, but it's a very important perek. But he elaborates, and he adds, he broadens the spectrum. And we'll just quote from a few words which he says. At the end of Halacha Dalet, he writes, firstly, he writes that people have all different types of character and personality traits. And everyone is born with a different personality, with a different character, different tchunas hanefesh, different likes and dislikes, different temperaments. And not only are they born different ways, but going through life, they pick up different things. He says there's someone who gets angry very easily, and there's other people who never anger. And there's someone who, another person that will be in the middle. There generally he doesn't anger, but only on very important things. There are some people who are very, very haughty and arrogant, and there are some who are enormously humble. And then there's some in the middle. There are some people who have such physical desires that they can never satisfy them. And you have others who never desire anything. Even the few things that are absolutely necessary for the human being, they don't even desire. The other people who have ambition to become a multimillionaire. Not only a multimillionaire, they want to become number one. See, number one on the list of Fortune magazine. There's other people that are not even don't even have a great desire to make enough money to make a living. There are those people who will spend their money. They'll spend all their money. They're very, very generous. They're always giving away. Always giving away. Some even to the point of squandering. There are others who cannot let go of a penny. Any amount of money that they get, they store it. And they store it. And more and more and more, and they cannot get themselves to spend it. Even on themselves. Elabit sar godl. And if they do, it's with the greatest anguish. And so forth, he says. There's people who are always sad, people who are always happy, so on and so on. See? So these are all the different qualities and temperaments that we find in a person. Now this whole business that Rambam puts into this mitzvah that we're speaking about, he says that firstly, what should a person do with all of these temperaments? He says he should not go to the right or he should not go to the left. He must walk in the center. He should not always be angry and he should not never be angry. But only where the situation calls for it. He should not be generous to the point where he squanders everything away. And he should not be so tight-fisted where he cannot give away. But he should be generous. Very, very generous. But again, with a cheshbon. He should not be always light-headed. He should not be always heavy-headed in despair. But in the middle. So here he lays down the rule, two things. Firstly, all of these qualities that we find in the human being, he says these are very, very important. Because these are qualities from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself's qualities. And all of the qualities in HaKadosh Baruch Hu are perfect. What does it mean, perfect? Perfect center. What is perfection? Center. Every engineer and mathematician and scientist knows that perfection is balance. Perfect balance. Anything off center is no longer perfect. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate of perfection, then he's the ultimate of balance. The ultimate of being in the center. This is what the Rambam teaches us. He's not to the right, not to the left. But he's perfect. Perfect means on center. Perfect balance. And every master knows that. If he's a master of music, he knows the perfection of music is perfect balance. If he's a master of art, he knows the perfection of art is a perfect balance. If he's an ecologist, he knows that the perfection of ecology is perfect balance. And so on and so on. And why do we find, if he's a doctor, he knows that the perfection of health is perfect balance. Chinuch, it's in the Rishayim, that all sicknesses come. This is what they write. All sicknesses come only because the perfect balance in the body has been upset. And why do we find everything in the world must have the perfection of balance? Because it's the handiwork of the Creator. And the Creator is perfection. States his Tomim Shalom. Shalom. So therefore the Rambam writes that all of these qualities that we find in ourselves, these are qualities of the Almighty. But in ourselves they can become very, very distorted. They can become very unbalanced. Very unbalanced. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they are perfect balance. So therefore, he states, HaDerech HaYeshore Hi Midas Beinanis, SheBechol Deya V'Deya, Mikol HaDeya Sheyesh Le'otam. Right, the perfect way is in the center. V'Hi HaDeya SheYirecheke Mishtei K'tzoves. And this is the temperament which is equidistant from both extremes. Richik Shove V'Enekreve Le'lezu V'Le'lezu. And therefore the Chachomim Harishenim taught us, Ye'odim Som Deyos of Tomi. Mora brings, it's a mitzvah on a person to always calculate, evaluate himself, self-evaluation, to evaluate his personality, to evaluate his temperament. Why? To make sure it's on center. To make sure that he's in balance. Now, then he says, Derech Zu, this Derech, someone who walks in this Derech is Derech Hachomin. This is the Derech of the wise. And any person who balances, evaluates and balances his temperament where it should be exactly in the center. He doesn't go around depressed. He doesn't go around not worrying about anything. Not serious at all. He's a person who doesn't go around starving himself. Doesn't go around as a glutton. Doesn't go around denying himself anything of the world, and on the other hand, he doesn't go around trying to gather for himself everything that the world has to offer, and so forth and so on. He says, a person who walks in this way, he's called a chochem. This is what the Chazal referred to as the chachomim, nikra chochem. Then he writes, umetzuvin ono leleches bedrochim ha'eila ha'beinanim. And we are commanded. He says he's not only telling us good advice here. Der Herz. See, der Herz is good advice. He's not only telling us good advice here. He says, no. Mitzuvin on alaleches bedrochim aile. This is a mitzvah from the Taryag mitzvahs. We are commanded to do this. Behem adrochim atevim vayishorim. And these are the ways, the good ways, and the straight ways. Where are we commanded? As it states, V'halach to bidrochov, that you shall walk in his ways. So this is mitzvah. If a person becomes angry when he shouldn't, he's transgressing a mitzvah's essay. Because he's not doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. If a person is not compassionate when he should be compassionate, he's transgressing a mitzvah's essay. He's not doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Like the Chofetz Chaim says, if a person speaks Lashon Hara, so aside from the fact that Hashem commanded us not to speak Lashon Hara, he's not doing what Hashem does. And so on. Kach Londu Beferish Mitzvizu. This is how our sages explained this mitzvah. Mahu Nikro Chanun Afato Hoyecheyu Chanun. He gives goodness to others even though they don't deserve it, and you have to. He's compassionate, you are compassionate. He is sanctified, you must be sanctified. Then he writes further. He says, this is the reason why our prophets and why in the Torah found it necessary to describe the Almighty. We find many times the Torah describes the Almighty. For example, by Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, Hashem Hashem ki el rachum vechanun, erech apayim, v'rav chesed v'emes. This is what we say in the tefillahs, especially during this time of year. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good, and he's compassionate, and he withholds his anger, he's patient, and so forth and so on. Why did they describe the Almighty like that? Not merely to praise him, but in order that we can understand how he works, and then we can do it ourselves. Why did the Torah go to the trouble to tell us that he gave clothing to the first man and woman, or that he buried Moshe, or that he visited Yitzchok when he was an ovel, or that he visited Avraham when Avraham was sick? Not for the purposes of history, but to study his ways, and in this way we can fulfill the mitzvah of Loleches Bechol Drochav, to walk in his ways. It takes a great deal of work, the Rambam says. It takes a lot of work, a lot of study, a lot of discipline. And you must do it over and over and over again until it becomes part of you. Then the Rambam concludes, L'fisha Hashemus Eile Nikro Behen Hayetzer. These qualities, these names, these good terms, this is what the Almighty is called by, that we are obligated to walk in. Therefore, this derech is called derech Hashem. This is referred to as derech Hashem, and he shalomar Avraham Avinu levonav shenema ki yedati leman Hashem yitzav es bonav ubeisei achrov lishmor es derech Hashem. This is what we refer to by Avraham. That what does it mean, derech Hashem? What does it mean, the way of Hashem? Is it referring to the Taryag mitzvahs? No, not referring to the 613 mitzvahs. It's referring to this particular mitzvah. Because it's the way which Hashem himself walks. And someone who walks in this way then will bring upon himself all of the brachas which Hashem brought upon Avraham, as that posuk concludes. The Sefer HaChinuch brings this, but he adds an interesting word. He brings this, and it's very similar to the Rambam. And he says, this is in Mitzvah Tofreshud Aleph. And he writes what we spoke about. Then he says like this. He says, this mitzvah, a person can fulfill in every... See, if you recall, we said that this mitzvah is very hard to structure, because we're not speaking about an explicit act. We're speaking about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. So every act changes in accordance to the time and in accordance to the place. He says, this mitzvah is a mitzvah that a person can fulfill almost every minute of his life. Yeah? Almost every minute of his life a person can fulfill this mitzvah. Derech klal sheyivchal adam b'chol inyonim v'chol ma'asov. In all of his dealings and in all of his acts, whether he's eating or whether he's drinking or whether he's doing business or whether he's studying Torah, or whether he's davening, or whether he's engaged in conversation. All of the time he must concentrate for perfection in the middle and not to an extreme. And in this way he will follow the way of Hashem. So this is what the Chazal tell us, that b'chol drocheho deyu, you can know Hashem in all of your ways. If you incorporate this in your entire life and in everything, in other words, you would figure out what would HaKadosh Baruch Hu do in such and such a situation. How would he act in such a situation? How would he react in such a situation? And you incorporate that in your lifestyle, you're fulfilling one of the mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs, and a very, very great mitzvah. Because you're walking in his ways. Derech Hashem. It's for this reason that it's important for us to always study the ways of Hashem. And as I mentioned, this is why the prophets, or Dovra Melech, always praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. not only for sure they praise him, because to praise the Almighty is a very, very great mitzvah. It states, Amzu Yotzatik Tihilosi Isaperu. It states that Klal Yisrael's job is to sing out praises to the Almighty. So for sure, this is why they did that. But they had another reason also. Because the more we see of his ways, then the more we can follow his ways. We can't follow his ways if we don't see his ways. And I would just like to quote two examples on that to conclude. The Rambam at the end of Perek Yud of Hilchos Malachim writes, that if afilo akum, even idolaters that we live amongst, how should we treat them? Tzivu chachomim levake chaylehem. The chachomim said that we must visit their sick. This is relevant all the time. We must visit their sick. Lik for meseyim im mesey Yisrael. When we bury our dead, we must associate ourselves and participate in their burials also. Lefanis aniyim bechlan ani Yisrael. When we feed our poor, we must participate and associate ourselves with the feeding of their poor also. Now where? Where the Chachomim said we must do this. Where did they learn that we must do this? They said mipnei darkei shalom, because ways of peace. Generally, we learn ways of peace in order that there should be harmony between us. We shouldn't come to machlekes. No, Rambam says that's not what it means. Darkei shalom, ways of peace. No, it means because this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. These are his ways of peace, and if these are his ways, then we are commanded to follow them. Hare nema teva Hashem lakol v'rachma v'kol masov. It states that Hashem is good to everyone, and he's compassionate to all of his creations. You see, all of his creations, he feeds. So therefore, we are obligated to do so. It states, it states that his ways are ways of pleasantness, of beauty, and his paths are paths of peace. What does that mean? He says it's not a praise, just a praise. It's more than a praise. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell you to sing to him that his ways are ways of peace, while our ways are ways of machlekes. He's not interested in that. He's not interested that we should sing to him that his ways are ways of beauty, while our ways are ways of ugliness. No. He's interested for us to sing out to him that his ways are ways of beauty and peace, so our ways would also be in his ways. And how can it be a way of beauty and a way of peace if we do not participate and associate in these things? So therefore, Tzibur Chachomim, the sages commanded that we're obligated to associate ourselves to this and to participate in these. Mipnei Darkei Shalom, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it, then we are obligated. And then, one final. At the end of Hilchos Avodim, Sefer Perikis, in the days of the Torah, there was the concept of slavery, where you could own an eved, you could own a slave. If you owned a slave, you could work him. You had the obligation to work him. So the Rambam brings, even though the deen is, the law is that you can work him, and you can work him hard. You can work him very hard. And you don't have to give him the best food to eat. You don't have to give him the best lodgings. Still, he says, even though this is the deen, the law, midas chasidus v'darkei chochma, but the way of the chasidim and the way of wisdom is that a Jew should be a rachman.
He should be compassionate. Veredif tzedek. And he should pursue tzedakah. And he should not oppress his servant. And he should not overwork his servant. And when he feeds him and gives him to drink, he should feed him from everything that he is eating and drinking from. He says it was the custom of these early sages that they would give to their servants from every food that they were eating themselves from. And not only that, but they would feed the servants and feed the animals before they would feed themselves. And they wouldn't insult them, and they wouldn't yell at them. But they would speak to them kindly, and they would listen to their complaints. Now, where do we learn all of this from? Because he says, because uxorious and azus, arrogance and cruelty, that you find by the idolaters. You don't find it by Zara Avraham Avinu. You don't find it by the children of Avraham. Because the children of Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, commanded them to walk in his ways. And he is a Rahmonim Heim al Akol. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compassionate with everyone, then Avraham was compassionate with everyone. And we are commanded, therefore, to be compassionate with everyone. Because we are obligated to walk in his ways. V'chein b'midesev shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'tzivonu li'damesh b'hem. And we are commanded to walk in the ways of Hashem. And it states, v'rachmov al kol masov. And it states that he was compassionate to all of his creations. Therefore, we are also have to be compassionate to all of his creations. So you see that this is a different type of mitzvah. The mitzvah is, but it's a different type. It encompasses a great deal. It can change its form in every situation and in every time, to the point where this mitzvah is effective on the person all day, in all of his dealings. Chinuch brings when he eats, and when he talks, and when he works, and when he studies, and when he davens. And it's not the mitzvah where the Almighty commanded a particular act to do, and therefore we must do it because he said, do this act. But it's a mitzvah that he commanded, do as I do. And therefore we have to see what he does and do as he does, because this is what he commanded. And anyone who does that, not only is he fulfilling a mitzvah, but he's actually cleaving to the very essence of the Almighty's ways himself. And therefore this mitzvah is called in the terminology of the Torah and in the terminology of the sages, this mitzvah is called derech. Other mitzvahs are not called derech. Other mitzvahs are called that you must do what I commanded. Here it's
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085 and via post at P.O. Box 66226 Broadway 2020 Johannesburg, South Africa.